A few more questions have poured in. Here goes. You guys and gals in Convention of States want state legislatures to sign a resolution with three subject categories for the amendments. And they have to be worded the same in each resolution? Is that a little picky? No, not at all. It's a legal beagle question. The same wording of the state legislature's resolution ensures that someone won't run to a court and say everybody isn't on the same page. And some court could say, yep, that's right. Here's an injunction. Thank you. Next. Delegates have three subjects from which to choose. One will impose fiscal restraints on the federal government, tell the government it has to stop spending so much money or more than they take in taxes. The other two are term limits for officials and general restriction of the federal government's influence. That should be plenty of subject category to bring up some really good amendments, which would then be handed off to at least 38 states for their approval. Other questions? What if the convention is called and the boys and girls meet and they run away and write a new constitution? Well, legally that can't happen. Article 5 says only to propose amendments to this constitution. Something very important in these legal matters is something called precedent. Has it happened before? Legal scholar Rob Nadelson outlined 48 conventions of more than one state in our history. Final score, conventions 48, runaways 0. That pretty good precedent. And courts, the Supreme Court especially, are really big on precedent. One of the questions before the court this year is the so-called Chevron deference question, something that came out of a 1985 decision that grants government agencies, your FDA, your HUD, your IRS, your SEC, the benefit of the doubt on questions of legality. Essentially, if a lower court can't make up its mind about whether some SEC bureaucrat has its hand in the legal cookie jar, courts can give him a pass, just because it's always been that way in the past. I think the court will reverse that, but we'll see what happens next year. Okay, one final question. You with the musket and the coonskin cap. Will this thing ever happen? This Convention of States thing, this Article 5 thing? I think it will. Not tomorrow. Maybe the day after. This is hardly evidence, but I'm seeing more Facebook articles about the U.S. Constitution lately and more email offers for classes on the Constitution. Could be my imagination, but I think we're starting to come out of our self-imposed slumber and realize the feds have gone too far, and it's time for the pendulum to swing back. And that's all the time we have for today. Keep believing, keep reading and studying, keep the faith, keep on keeping on, and keep on signing those petitions. Hear you next time. And that's today's Founder's Solution. I'm David Allen Punt.